Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast, Clean Up Your Act Podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Emma. And today, we're going to talk more about, we're just going to kind of go off of what we were saying in our last episode. Like, you know, we've like evolved as people.
Basically, yeah, we're just going to talk about like ways that we've gotten our mind off of boys and just...
And just like hard things in life. Like
exactly.
How you can... better yourself.
Yeah, and just like being stress-free and just like working on ourselves and like learning, you know, ways that we can cope with everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. Stress with school, stress family. With family, stress with just, you know, yourself, like learning to love yourself more, as cliche as that sounds. But yeah, just a couple of tips.
'Cause it works.
Yeah. And like obviously, you know, things are expensive or things like might not be for you, but these are just ways that we have
personally benefited from.
Yeah. So do you want to kick it off with our first tip?
So I guess like growing up, I was never athletic. Like I did dance and I did cheer, which is hard, but I was just not.
Yeah.
Like I skipped PE every day because I hated it.
Yeah. I was kind of forced into sports.
Yeah. And I just never really found anything I liked. So, when college was starting, I found myself just kind of lonely. Even when I had a boyfriend, like, I was just kind of lonely because it was the first time I was alone.
Away from home.
Family, yeah. And I just started, like, going to spin class.
Okay.
Like, that's so weird. I love, like, SoulCycle.
Okay, me too. So, that is so funny because recently, basically, what I have learned is, like, I hate, you know, going to the gym and
I don't know
how to lift the weights properly.
I just don't know what to do if I go to a gym.
Exactly.
When I was I've never even walked into the gym here at Chapman, but...
I did a couple times and I got judged.
I don't even know where it is. But at Baylor, like, that was a thing I did because there was nothing to do in Waco. Yeah. And I, like, would stand on the treadmill for, like, a few minutes and, like, go over, look in the mirror, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You're like, do I look better?
So I would leave, and then...
Yeah, no, I was literally the same. The gyms here have TVs, so I'd watch the Kardashians, and I'd walk. And that's all I would do.
20 minutes, you're like, I'm good.
Yeah, no, when the show's over, I'm like, time to go. But that's the thing, is like, what is that going to do for me?
No.
Get my heart rate up?
Doesn't do anything.
Yeah, and like, I needed some guidance, and I'm not going to spend $800 on a personal trainer for someone to come in.
How much they are? I don't even know how much things cost.
I just know one of my friends, she does it, and she was like, yeah, it depends on, I think, how much you do it per week. But, I mean, she was going almost every single day.
Okay.
And...
because I know, like, I mean, I go to SoulCycle, which you do,
me too.
We both go to SoulCycle, which is expensive.
Never
seen. I know.
Okay, yes.
I always go in there.
I will say, me too. Well, it depends. But, okay, I learned about ClassPass, which doesn't really work for SoulCycle, but have you heard of ClassPass?
No.
It's basically, like, you per month, you spend, like, $30. It's like a gym membership, and you can go to yoga studios, SoulCycle, or not SoulCycle, it's more Grit Cycle Studios.
Which is still good, Grit is really good.
Yeah, I still really like it. They're opening one, I went to the Anaheim Hills one that's close to us.
Yeah, the one in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, and they're not bad. They fill up pretty quickly though, that's only a bummer. Anyways, and that's like $30 a month, and your first month is free. And you can just go and like try it out for literally a whole month, and you get, it's either like 4 to 6 classes a month, or it's like 8 to 10.
Do they have berries on there?
They do.
Okay.
Just check it out.
What is it called? ClassPass?
ClassPass, yeah. And it's for college students.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and it's just, like, an app, and you basically just, like, you use your code anytime you want to go to GritCycle or, like, a yoga studio. And it's not just GritCycle.
So does it cost... So say you pay, whatever, $30 a month for ClassPass.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, a Thursday afternoon, and you want to go to Grit that night. How much... Do you not have to pay anything for Grit?
Nothing. You just...
What?
You've never heard of
it? Why have I not heard of this?
Yeah, no, you literally pay zero.
Oh my
gosh. The first month is free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
No, you can just go. I haven't started it yet.
Holy crap.
Because I wanted to wait until, like, I have a good month because I just got over being sick. But, yeah, no, once I, like, feel better, I'm going to start it. Because, okay.
How did I not know about this?
Pro tip, I do love SoulCycle the best. Like,
well, here's the thing. SoulCycle, I go with my mom.
It's not just a workout.
It's not just a workout. And you guys are going to think I'm so dumb. Oh, my God. So,
I'm right here with you.
I mean, after my breakup, I was going to therapy. therapy is really fucking expensive. It's very expensive. It's very expensive. And so I'd gone to SoulCycle before, but every time, like before I started going to therapy, but every time I'm in SoulCycle, I literally cry.
Me too.
It's so emotional.
And they're just like, so,
today is your day. And I'm it is.
It's so dumb.
It's like so dumb, but you're just like working out. You feel so emotional. You're like doing a group.
Yeah, workout. You're sweating it out.
It's just,
it's great.
It's awesome. And like, so to me, it's worth it.
It's the price is 100% worth it. Because honestly, so first of all, you're in there and you do like high intensity workout.
Yeah.
And then they show you exactly how to lift your weights. So it's not just, it's dark.
The music gets you going.
Yes, it's fun. Like, you're getting a full body workout if like you're looking for that. But like, throughout the whole entire thing and more towards the end, they literally turn off the lights most of the times that I've gone.
It's always dark.
And they just talk. They literally are like, you can go at your own pace, and they're just saying, like, whatever you're dealing with today, like, whatever you're going through, like, just put this all on the bike, and you can just... And literally, I'm, like, tearing up thinking about
you
it.
You always get, like, emotional.
Yeah.
And
you're sweating so much in the, like, just getting it out, and you're like...
SoulCycle is an experience. 100%. That's what I say.
It, like, smells like a spa when you walk in.
And fun tip, if you're in college, like, everybody, there's a student discount.
Yeah,
so it's only $20 a class, and it used to be $30, so that's actually significantly cheaper.
I emailed them, and I was like, I really like your classes. I'm looking for more college discounts, and they gave me 2 free classes.
What?
Yep, just got email. I got 2 free ones. That's what, $60?
$60. Yeah. Plus $66 if you buy your shoes.
Yeah, true. I think I need to buy shoes
online. Like $72 if you buy water. You should. If you go to...
Okay, when I was, like, really into it, I would go twice a week.
Yeah.
I would, like, be that girl.
So, until, like, 2 weeks ago, I only went to Spin. I would go to SoulCycle or Grit. And Grit is a good alternative. It's just not as good.
They have a eucalyptus towel that you get at the end that you put on your neck. That is why I would go to Grit. But otherwise, it's just not
they
that good.
They don't do that. Yeah, they do.
They don't do it at SoulCycle.
They used to do it at SoulCycle. Which is fine. I can bring my own towel.
They have towels for you, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really not that big a deal.
Yeah. No, yeah. So Grit does do that. And so does Studio Cycle and Corona Del Mar. That's also a good one.
Oh, I hear that was good.
They have good, like, class packs.
Okay, which are, like, I think that is included in ClassPass. You have to look it up and just see.
Okay, everybody look up ClassPass. Yeah. I'll look it up. But, no, so what I was saying is I went to Barry's last
week.
How
was that?
For the first time. So
I see people posting about it.
All of my friends and all of my siblings go to Barry's, and I was turned off by it. I had never gone until last week, but I was turned off by it because you have to run on the treadmill. I can ride a bike. I can't run, okay? Let me tell you something.
It's shin splints. It hurts your knees.
For me, it's not about the pain. It's more about how I look when I run. I look ridiculous. So I was just always really insecure to run. I don't run.
And there's mirrors everywhere.
Yeah. Literally everywhere. And, like, all the people in Barry's, like, they've been going for a long time.
Yeah.
So you already feel bad about yourself when you first show up. But I went and I did double floor. I've never done orange theory.
Okay,
I've heard it's really hard. But
it is.
So
it sucks.
At Barry's boot camp in Irvine, it's really clean, very nice facility. But they have...
That makes it better.
Okay, so it's high interval training, and it's both cardio, like treadmill running, and then floor exercises, and then there's a lady or instructor there telling you everything to do. So there's 4 spots where you can do double floor, so you don't have to run. And I was like, yeah, that's me. I'm not a runner. I'm gonna do that. So I sign up for it, and this was 4 days ago. I still can't walk up the stairs because I was doing double floor. And SoulCycle, which I love, does, like, you have a weight, which are 3 pounds, and when you go to Barry's, for me, they said they had 8-pound weights. I couldn't find them, so I'm doing 10-pound weights on both sides.
It's a lot.
I have no muscle mass.
Me neither.
I'm just doing squats with weights. I'm lifting them over my head. I'm dying.
Are they, like, telling you, like, lift
them? They tell me exactly what to do. So they do, like, 60-second intervals, I guess, so... Each, like, 6 minutes, you alternate from running, or if you're doing what I did, which was double floor, you stay on the floor. So you do it twice.
I like that. Okay.
And it's really good. It's a 60-minute class. Soul Cycle's usually 45 minutes, yeah. And then Barry's was 60 minutes. But it went by so fast because you're constantly doing something.
Okay, that's nice.
And I was weak in there. It was my first time. I'm not very good yet. But the lady was showing me, like, the easier ways to do it.
That's so sweet.
And I was
they had, like, good
girl.
People there.
Yeah. It was, and good music, good class. Nice people. It's very clean. I cannot, like, emphasize that. It was $24 for my first class.
Oh, that's not bad.
But that's for every single class. And usually, like, when you do SoulCycle, you pay $30 for your first class, but you get two.
True.
So I was like, why don't they have a deal? That's kind of weird. So after I actually did the class, I got an email saying, we have an offer for you, which is three classes for $45, which is a really good deal.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
And so I kind of like how they did that. Because then you don't take advantage of it.
Right.
Which kind of sucks if you want to, but it's nice for them from a business standpoint, I guess.
Yeah, no.
But I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I would go back once I can walk again.
Yeah, seriously.
Because I've never, like, SoulCycle, if you go a lot, the thing with these classes is it's all on you. So you make your workout.
Yeah.
But with Barry's, it was, like, significantly harder than everything else just because it was different.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it really did more to my body.
Yeah, as long as you're... I feel like when you have, like, people motivating you and you have someone right there... Because with SoulCycle, like, if you go in the back, you kind of make it your own.
Yeah.
And you kind of, you know...
You can turn it down.
Right. You don't have to do resistance. Exactly. So. And, like, you can kind of... That's why, like, it's a good... ish beginner workout.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, I know Barry's is similar to Orange Theory, and, like, you have someone in your ear.
Right. Okay, so I've never done Orange Theory.
Okay, so people love it. People love Orange Theory.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan, only because I think, one, I had a bad instructor who literally was, like, a drill sergeant telling you, like, here, 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 and it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you're moving, and if you don't know how to properly work equipment, if you don't know how to properly, like, hold the weights,
mm-hmm.
they don't show you.
Oh.
I definitely think, like, every single workout studio should have a beginner, like, tutorial class.
Yeah, even, like, online before you
something,
go, they're like, here, watch
something.
This.
Yeah. Well, the first SoulCycle class I went to, I absolutely hated, because I couldn't figure out how to...
Do the bike.
I couldn't figure out how to make my seat go closer, how to make my handlebars, like, straight on.
Yeah.
And so, then, you know, I went to their app or their website or whatever, and
they
were like...
show you.
Yeah, it's super easy to, like, move it and whatever.
It's very common for people to be turned away from... Or feel, like, not go to workout classes because they
That's
feel,
why
like,
I didn't.
Insecure.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't know.
I know.
Because you get in these classes, and there are people who are in there every single day.
Like, at 6 a.m.
Literally could probably teach the class.
Oh,
and, like, you're like, oh, shit. Like,
even, like, SoulCycle, like, when you're going for the first time, don't sit in the front.
It's very competitive.
It
like,
is.
Even when I'm in there, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not the worst today.
Exactly. I'm like, wow. And that's the thing is, like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to, like, go to the front of the podium and, you know, like.
It's all about taking it.
At your own pace?
At your own pace.
Just like
your
the relationship
thing.
That we talked
just
about.
Just tying it back.
We're just, you know, talking about time. But that's the thing is, like, even with workouts and even with, like, you're not going to go to SoulCycle and be like, okay, I feel 100% better. Like, my life's changed.
No,
like,
yeah.
Everything takes time. Like, little things like that, you know, finding ClassPass, you get a month for free.
Mm-hmm.
Try something out.
Yeah.
See if it makes you feel better. It's, like, made me eat so much better, too,
mm-hmm.
I think.
You just think more about yourself
your body.
And, like, what's good for you. And
yeah.
What.
And what really helped me, as superficial as this sound, is going and getting, like, a nice top to wear. Like, wearing, like, a cute little sports bra.
Helps so much.
You
know what? That's true, because when I don't work out or I find myself, like, I'd rather die than work out, I'll get, like, a new pair of pants. Like, workout
okay,
pants.
Well, I have to
and
wear
I'm
these.
Like, now I want to wear them, so
exactly.
I better go work out.
Yeah. No, and...
It's not a bad idea.
No. And...
You always want to feel good about yourself.
Right. And honestly, like, there's always... If you're, you know, looking for something... On, like, Lululemon, there's, like, a We Made Too Much section if you want to order something online.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, there are so many...
Sales. Everywhere.
Sales. And then just brands. Like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah. It doesn't
literally,
have to be Lululemon.
I know that everybody loves Lululemon.
I mean,
I love Lululemon. But, like, 90% of my workout wear is not Lululemon.
Lululemon is for, like, to wear to class. It's not to work out.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
I'm trying to think of where I go. Okay. Well, I love... Those are really expensive.
Aloe.
Aloe's great. I mean, there's sales everywhere. You just have to be a good shopper.
Yeah, as long as you...
Forever 21 has workout clothes.
Yeah.
And they're cute.
Honestly...
I have a workout bra from them.
I have a workout bra from them, too. If you're looking for... Also, think about it. You're wearing it for 45 minutes. Like, I would say...
Go to TJ Maxx, you guys. Right.
Invest in a good pair of pants, because if you are going to sweat, then, like, the sweat goes through. But it doesn't have to be, like, Lululemon's latest and fanciest
There's
and greatest.
So many,
like,
brands.
And there's
so
many...
like, not named.
Yeah. That you'll great. Be fine. Exactly. And, like, finding cute sports bras to wear, like, doesn't have to be, like, $100 per sports bra. Like, it's literally a sports bra.
You guys,
bra.
Okay, so one time, this is a fun little story.
Love this.
I was going to SoulCycle after class, and I forgot my workout clothes because I'm like that. And I literally ran into Marshall's, spent $27, got socks, pants, and a bra.
Oh, my God.
$27.
That is
for an outfit. And it's so cute. And it's, like, brand stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
You just have to be good at shopping.
Go to TJ Maxx.
We'll give you
Marshall's.
Tips like that throughout our podcast. Yeah.
Like, I do not care if you got...
I'm not afraid of TJ Maxx. I think it's awesome.
I love TJ Maxx. Half of my room in my house here is TJ Maxx decor.
Home goods.
I have my chair. I have a chair that I do makeup on that's, like, really fluffy. And it was literally
like,
50 bucks.
Did you get this from Anthropology?
Yeah. Literally. Nope. Welcome to Anthropology and spend $600 on a chair when I can get one. Literally works just fine. It's like a desk chair. Mm-hmm. And it's like fluffy material. Like,
cute.
You know those like furry pillows?
Yeah.
It's just like that. It's cute.
Is it white? Works.
Yeah, it's white.
Yeah.
I love
Anthro
it.
Would have that for like
exactly
$1,000.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, probably like $300.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. Like, you can definitely get inspiration and then go, and you don't have to find like the exact thing. Like, yeah, I definitely believe in, like, quality over quantity, but I think, like, for so many things in life, you do not need to.
No.
Like.
And, like, TJ Maxx has nice brands.
Nike, Adidas.
My bra I got was, I almost want to say it was DKNY.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not, like, a workout brand.
But they have the
brands. That's a nice brand.
Yeah, it's a super nice brand.
And it was discounted.
I was
going
to say,
hey.
You probably got it. And honestly, a lot of, like, if you're just looking for basics or if you just, like, need something that's, you know, you're going to probably find it in TJ Maxx. Like, if you just need, seriously, like, a white V-neck, don't go and get a white V-neck from, you know.
Nordstrom's.
Yeah. They have nice ones. If you can find a deal in Nordstrom, do your thing, girl. But
and Nordstrom's like, returns everything. So, I mean, don't work out in it, but if you don't like it.
Exactly. Whatever. That is also another good point. Is literally, I bought a pair of Ray-Bans. They just really didn't fit my face. I wanted them. Like, I tried to wear them. I had maybe 6 months of use of them, and I maybe wore them 5 times.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And you took them back.
I took them back without a tag.
The best.
Literally, they looked it up.
They trust you.
They trusted me. They just took them. They were like, here you go. Here's $180 back. And I was like, nice.
Sweet. So. Now I go to TJ Maxx and buy some workout pants.
Yeah, buy 800 pairs of workout pants.
Pair of workout
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just think, like, being a smart shopper also is huge.
Yeah.
Which is, like, another tip. Literally everything has a coupon. I went to Ulta the other day.
Ulta's great.
I literally typed in Ulta coupon, got 20% off.
Yeah.
It just came right up on my Safari. Mm-hmm. So, like, just do a little research.
Be thrifty.
Yeah. It works.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with some, what's it called? When you go shopping, it makes you happy.
Endorphins?
Yeah. What? But like,
oh,
there's
retail,
like, a
therapy.
Saying. Retail. Yeah.
Yes.
Duh. Retail therapy. There's nothing wrong with a little retail.
Oh, no.
Go window shopping. It still makes you feel better.
Yeah. Honestly, like, whenever I have a bad day, I put on my running shoes and I walk throughout the mall.
Do you really?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's
That's
the best
so
thing
cute.
Ever. I literally, like, and I go by myself. I hate shopping with other people.
Yeah, I always feel bad because I take a really long
me
time.
Me too. And it just stresses me out.
Yeah.
And, like, then I have to get their opinion, and if I really like something, but they're like, no, then I'm like, well, shit. You know? Like, I'm not going to get this, but I really like it.
I shouldn't have asked you.
I know. So, I don't know. Just taking time for yourself, I think, is, like, super important, whether it be...
Finding a good routine.
Yeah.
Just staying busy, because I feel like a lot of times when you're going through something, it's very easy, even if you're surrounded by people,
yeah.
It's very easy to feel lonely.
And it's, like, okay to... Yeah, not
just
like you
find
said.
What you like.
Right. And you don't have to be surrounded by a bunch of people that like want to go out and do a bunch of things all the time. But as long as like you're enjoying yourself, like
yeah, that's like so important.
Yeah, and you like have good like connection with people and like good relationships, like
especially now in college, like you're able to find
yeah
that out before you like start working every day
exactly.
all day
exactly
where you have and to, everyone's like real problems.
Yeah, seriously, like you go to class, like enjoy it, you know, like yeah. we only have what a year left and yeah.
two semesters after this
yeah
one. That's crazy.
I know, and we literally like have to go out and find a job and work every single day, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I so just think gotta do you.
Some takeaways: find your routine.
Yeah.
Use ClassPass.
Yeah, look up ClassPass, you guys. Also,
I'm gonna look it up.
Look up ClassPass. Look up that TJ Maxx deals.
Go to TJ Maxx next time you're at the district.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
It's a good one.
Really, I have to go check that one.
I just think it's clean. I have problems.
I was gonna say
everything needs to be clean.
No, I agree.
I can't.
Just like put together, like LF Laguna, great store. Horrible.
It's really nerdy.
Horrible. Horrible.
So unorganized.
Disgusting. Dirty.
Gives
awful. Gives me anxiety.
Overpriced.
Super overpriced. You gotta go to
the
sale.
Sales associates.
Yeah.
Just don't go there.
Yeah. Just don't. Go to TJ Maxx, you guys.
Just go somewhere else.
Go somewhere clean.
Yeah.
But anyways, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to our shopping
our
tips.
Rant.
Our workout
yeah.
tips.
All of our tips. We'll be back next week.
With maybe more
some,
tips.
Yeah, some more tips, some business news, some
let
tech
us know
news,
if you want some more
some
workout.
Pop news.
Yeah.
Throw some of that in there.
All of the above. Okay.
Have a great day.
Have a great
day. We love you.
Bye.